Let's just take a deep breath. And relax and recognize how blessed we are to be here in his house this morning. Let us pray. Father God, we know that you are with us. You are in our hearts. You are in our minds. This world is very fast-paced. And at times it seems that evil is brought forth before the blessings on the news, on our TVs, on Facebook, on our phones. Help us to draw nearer to you and closer to you when we hear of these things that happen in our world. We pray for those people who are affected by the evil, and we pray for those who are doing the evil. Lord, touch their hearts. Touch their hearts. Allow them to see and feel the goodness of your love. Father God, open our hearts and open our ears to the sermon this morning. May we each walk away with something learned, something new that we can hold on to this week as we strive to bring glory to you each and every day. In your precious name, amen. Amen. So I'll be sharing from Luke 1, 25 to 57 this morning. Luke wrote this book, the book of Luke, for the everyday person on the streets. He wrote it for you and me. He wanted people to understand Jesus and to really know Jesus. That's what I've been praying for these last 2 weeks while at home, is that people really know him. This book is a very orderly account of the life of Jesus. Throughout the book of Luke, there is an emphasis on the place of women in Jesus' ministry. I read, he accorded them a dignity and respect that was virtually unknown among the rabbis of Palestine. That kind of goes along with our Christmas play and the women who were preparing the way for Jesus. In Luke 1, we learn of a young woman who is told by an angel of the Lord that she is highly favored. The angel Gabriel comes to Mary in the city of Nazareth in the province of Galilee to share the good news. The angel shares a birth announcement with Mary in a small Jewish insignificant town that is very poor. A nothing town in the middle of nowhere that is surrounded by non-Jewish areas. And Nazareth was 6 miles from the closest road, and its water supply was never very good. And we learned in Isaiah, truly, that the birth was prophesied over 700 years earlier. Reflecting on that word insignificant, the people who were harmed this week by others were not insignificant. And I pray that they had Jesus in their hearts. Luke 1, 26. In the 6 months of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus." Mary was perplexed. She was puzzled and confused and slightly worried. She was betrothed, promised, during a ceremony to marry Joseph, and their fathers had pronounced them engaged. And they had that ceremony of betrothal, and next, within a year, they were going to be married. She had never been with a man, and she finds it hard that she herself is favored by God. Maybe we don't say that enough to each other, right? Maybe when we greet someone whom we love and care for, we need to say, "You are favored by God. You are favored by God." Most will say, "Who, me? I'm favored?" Yes. Mary wonders how she will explain her pregnancy to others, and she tries to comprehend who her child is going to be. The angel calls Mary highly favored and blessed, and Mary hears that the Lord is with her. Is that what we need? You are favored by God, and the Lord is with you. With you when you lose someone you love. With you when you travel to a hospital. With you when you travel to another state. With you when you hold your grandbaby. The Lord is with you. Mary becomes filled with joy and courage. Well, those are encouraging words. The Lord is with you. I pray that each of you know that all of these things, that all of these things, being favored and blessed, are true of believers in Jesus Christ. The Lord is with us. Matthew 28:20, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. We are favored. We are blessed. Ephesians 1:3, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms and every spiritual blessing in Christ. We are in his favor. Know it and believe it. Luke 1:32, he, Mary's child, will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin? The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail. I'm going to repeat that. For no word from God will ever fail. The message I got was, boy, we need to know the word of God. We need to know it. We need to hold on to it. We need to share it. In verse 38, I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. And then the angel left her. Mary was able to listen and to try to understand and to pray and to analyze and to trust in that situation. And the angel Gabriel shared with her that Elizabeth was pregnant, and this proved the power of God and gave encouragement to Mary. He didn't leave her just baffled. He shared of another miracle. He gave her the encouragement she needed to carry on. Her next step upon recognizing that she was pregnant was to visit her wise cousin Elizabeth, who at the time was 6 months pregnant. Mary's confidence would grow even more as she and Elizabeth spent time together. Mary was a wonderful example to us as she gives God the glory in the midst of a very trying situation. Are we able to give God the glory when we're down and out, when we're in a difficult situation, and those difficult situations come? The Holy Spirit will overshadow you, the angel replied. The Holy Spirit will cover Mary always, and the life of Jesus would be born within Mary. The Holy Spirit allowed Mary to stand strong for the things of God, just as he does for us. He helps us to stand strong. Come before him. Allow him to be in your heart. Lean on him, because he promises to never leave us. Verse 39, at that time Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come from me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." Mary had thought of herself as being a very ordinary person. She probably thought of herself as a lowly servant. And now she knew that she was someone who would never be forgotten. She would not let what others thought of her control her thoughts or actions. Her baby would be born to teach us how to love fully, how to love unconditionally. I love how Mary and Elizabeth spent cousin time together. We could also call it girlfriend time together. They talked and they shared and they supported one another. That's how Jesus wants us to be with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Don't be afraid to share the good and the bad with believers. Pray together, support one another. Mary and Elizabeth had deep conversations about their faith, and there was no competitiveness between them. Right? One didn't want what the other had. I think that's what's a big part of our world's problem is, I want what you have. You have more than me. That's not fair. I want that. Stop thinking competitive thoughts. Luke's writings allow us to recognize that Jesus would include women as co-laborers in his ministry. And Mary's faith is a beautiful example to all of us. She surrounded herself with strong, faith-filled women and men. And now we will hear Mary's song, wherein Mary shares a celebration of God. This could be our song, right? Mary found grace in knowing that she did not need a level of social status to be fulfilling God's purpose. She felt blessed beyond measure. Mary's song starts at Luke 1, verse 46. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. For now, on all generations, he called me blessed." He called me blessed. "For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. This song, this Mary's song, shows the ineffectiveness of trusting in riches, in politics, and even in trusting oneself. Mary boldly celebrates God's faithfulness, his goodness, and his power. She totally trusts God. Her son would be named Jesus, a very common name at that time. Her son would be recognized as the Messiah that was prophesied in the Old Testament. He would be called the Holy One. She knew he was born for all of us, and his life would not be an easy life. He would be called, her son would be called, the greatest of all, the Son of God. People would recognize that nothing is impossible when you have Jesus in your heart. May we recognize our Lord is working in our lives. May Jesus continue to strengthen us so that we are able to be his servants. May we seek him and allow him to live within us. Our joy comes from Jesus. May others see Jesus through each of us. May those who were harmed by evil hold on to Jesus. And I pray that those who have passed away are standing in front of Jesus and now praying for their loved ones from heaven. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we lift our hearts in gratitude for the beautiful gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the joy that his birth has brought to this world. At times, this life feels overwhelming, and then we are reminded that you are in control. We come before you with thankful hearts, as we know that you continuously shower us with your favor. Father God, thank you for always doing what is best for us. When it hurts, allow us to turn to you even more. Fill us with your wisdom. Fill us with your compassion for others. Lord, we ask that we, your children, be renewed daily by your Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ our Lord.